Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our special guest is Elizabeth Johnston on Faith and Freedom. She's also known as the Activist Mommy. We're going to continue our conversation with her. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Welcome back again to Faith and Freedom, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Matt. It's great to be here.
You did a post, and you do so many posts. They're very poignant. They have lots of content, and they're short messages, 3 minutes or less. And you did one about the Women's March. And a lot of these posts that you do on your Facebook and your various social media platforms, you're sitting in a van.
But you got 12 million viewers on that post.
You got 12 million viewers on the post alone for the so-called Women's March up in Washington, D.C. early 2017.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you say I'm sitting in my van. A lot of people say, is she a bus driver? What is this lady?
Well, your van looks like
at
a bus
I
with
wondered.
10 children. What is it, a 14-passenger van?
Yeah. I have a 15-passenger van because we need one with our family. And, in January, obviously, the Women's March was just outrageous and did not represent most women in America. And I just had to speak to it. And, you know, I already had my Activist Mommy platform up and running, but it was relatively small. I want you to know, in January, I only had 7,000 followers.
That was January of 2017?
17. I only had 7,000 followers.
And now you have 300,000.
That's right.
So you picked up how many for that one post?
The Women's March video went viral and hit 12 million. And just during that phase, like that month, I think I got 60,000 followers.
That's amazing.
On your Facebook
page. Just sitting in your van posting a video.
Right. And and in that video, I am saying that abortion is sin and feminism is a lie and homosexuality is a sin. Imagine that. That would bring 60,000 followers. That should encourage believers.
Absolutely.
Within the sound of my voice. To understand that our nation is hungry for this message.
Yes.
They are hungry for someone to deliver this message in a winsome way with a little bit of snark and wit, and to effectively deliver this message to the masses. And they want to follow that. And that's what that says. I had someone who's in this business of website development tell me that the ratio of number of page followers that I have to video views is not normal. It's off the chart.
No way.
And what that says to us is when people hear this message, they go, wow, I want to hear this more. I want to follow that page and continue to get their updates. And so we praise God for that. And we see that, look, you know, man and woman of God, at the sound of my voice, understand that, yes, you're going to get pushback. Yes, you're going to get hate as a result of saying these things. But there is a whole nother set of people that are so hungry to hear you say these things. And we need to be faithful to God, a faithful messenger, and just in your sphere of influence. You know, your audience isn't as big as mine yet.
Right.
But in your sphere of influence, whatever God has placed on your heart, kill that lion and bear like David did and be faithful in the small things, and he is going to give you a larger thing to be faithful in. He's going to give you a giant.
You know, Elizabeth, you told me earlier that your passion is to stiffen people's spine. Talk to that for a minute.
Right. Billy Graham said, courage is contagious. When a righteous man takes a stand, it stiffens the spines of others.
Mm.
And, you know, there have been people in my life who have stiffened my spine.
Well, Kim look at Davis. Kim Davis.
Absolutely.
Kim Davis stiffened my spine.
Yeah.
You know, when I watched my friends, the Benham brothers, get fired from HGTV because of their stand on traditional marriage and abortion, and they were going to have fame and fortune, and they got fired from HGTV because they would not compromise their beliefs. They stiffened my spine, and God
Judge
is
Roy
using
Moore.
Me
yeah.
to stiffen the spines. Judge Roy Moore, absolutely. God's using me to stiffen the spines of others, and he wants you to stiffen the spines of others. He has got an audience of people waiting for you, and we have a great cloud of witnesses, you know, watching us, and we want to be found faithful in this culture of immorality and darkness and death.
Well, you have been an inspiration to so many people, and maybe some people listening to this program right now, they may not have ever heard of you before. I would encourage them to go visit your website, theactivistmommy.com, because there on that one website, you have all your other social media platforms. You can then follow Facebook, you have Instagram, you have Twitter, you have all the different multiple platforms even beyond that, and stay in touch with what you're doing because you are producing a lot of information. But one of the things I wanted to mention is here you are married to a doctor, you have 10 children that you homeschool.
10.
I mean, some people can't even comprehend 10
children. I know.
Children. You know, they have
hard
time with one or two or three. Yeah. You've got 10. If anyone has a quote-unquote excuse, I don't have time to do this, it would be you. How do you do this, and how do you prioritize?
Well, we don't have TV, for one, which I would highly recommend if you're looking for efficiency in your life. Yeah, we do not have cable TV, and you know, our kids do watch videos here and there, but we avoid that, and in our spare time, spending time with our children or we're working for the Lord. The Bible says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. It's amazing what you can accomplish in a day and as a team with your family. I mean, my husband, on top of being a full-time doctor, has written 9 novels and just produced a full feature film called The Reliant, starring Kevin Sorbo and other people. And so much can be accomplished in our lives if we are willing vessels. You learn to multitask. My kids' homeschooling really kind of rolls and functions on its own.
Yeah, because you spent 20 years, you said, focusing on your children, investing your time into your marriage, into your children. And now those children are a team. They help you. And they also, the older ones can help the younger ones in the homeschooling process.
Right. In the morning, for instance, my 19-year-old and my 17-year-old take 1 hour each to take care of my toddlers and my baby, because the toddlers and the baby are always the biggest distraction for homeschooling. And so just having the girls, alternate with those 2 hours helps me to be able to get a lot accomplished in the morning with the activist mommy. And then my other children are right there in the room with me doing their homeschooling independently. And so so much can be done, and homeschooling affords you opportunities to do things like that and have flexibility. It's really awesome.
Well, the message, I think, is invest in your family, invest in your marriage, don't put them second, but also have a team effort to this and pray for how God can use you. But He doesn't want us to be couch potatoes. He doesn't want us to just simply be sitting on the sidelines. And you have been able to demonstrate that you're able to do all of these things. You focused on your children. And now you have this amazing platform that God has blessed you with. And I want to encourage other people listening to ask the Lord what it is and how He wants you to actually make a difference. You don't have to just read the newspaper and get upset or read the media and get upset. You can actually make a difference. You can contribute to the cause and be a beacon for truth.
Matt, I firmly believe that sideline Christians over the last 50 years, people just waiting for Jesus to come back, and oh, it's just going to get worse and worse until Jesus comes back, that is the reason we are in the mess we are in today. And it really upsets me. I just don't think that it is doing unto others as you would have done unto you. If you're thinking about future generations, if you have a generational vision, which we see in God's Word we're supposed to have, then if you're a selfless person and you love God and your neighbor, you're going to want to pass on to them, you know, a better generation, a better future, more liberty than you had in your generation, not less liberty. And so this just, oh, we're just waiting for Jesus to come back and we go to church, you know, 1 or 2 times a week, that's not sufficient. The Satan and his minions are working overtime to snatch from us our liberties and to deceive people, and we've got to get busy as well.
Great advice. Our guest is Elizabeth Johnston, the Activist Mommy. Go to theactivistmommy.com. That's her website. But on that website, you can then get connected to all of the other social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc., all there on theactivistmommy.com. If you have questions regarding your faith and freedom, religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community, lc.org.